So as we always do on Friday's Media Roundtable, we start off on a positive note and give kudos to a reporter who did a good job this week. So Danny, let's start off with you. What did you see this week that you thought was done well?
So I have been following the work of Alia Malik, who until recently was a senior writer at Al Jazeera America. And I thought this week Alia did something really interesting on social media to respond to the current conversation around Syrian refugees. She writes about Syria and the Middle East more broadly. And over the weekend, she on Facebook posted something that was, you know, kind of a personal take on these issues. She said that on Thursday she wrote to her friends in Beirut to ask whether everyone there was safe after the attacks. On Friday she reached out to her friends in Paris to make sure they were okay. And since many of them are French citizens who of heritage from ex-French colonies in Africa, she was doubly worried about their safety. She said, "Much more frequently I ask the same of my relatives in Syria who are never really safe anymore. I only wish the world and Facebook with its check-in buttons and even some of my friends here with their feeds could empathize with all of these wonderful people and care about their safety equally." And I just thought it was such a personal and authentic, she just had such an authentic touch to this issue that's really been in the forefront recently. Why is it that, you know, people seem to be able to empathize so much more with the victims and the families in Paris who were affected by these attacks, more so than so much of the violence, you know, more so than with victims of violence elsewhere? Alia took it a step further when she started tweeting at Governor Larry Hogan on Tuesday. So on Tuesday, Larry Hogan, who is the Republican governor of Maryland, announced that he would ask the federal authorities to halt the ability of Syrian refugees to come into Maryland. Alia is from Baltimore, and she started tweeting at him and said, "I'm born and raised in our great state of Maryland. My parents immigrated from Syria to Baltimore in 1969 and 74. She went on to do a series of tweets in which she talked about, you know, her sister is a doctor at the University of Maryland Medical Center. Her brother is a Princeton grad who served AmeriCorps. So making this point, you know, we are Syrian immigrants to this country. And, you know, when you talk about the current wave of Syrian refugees as if you have some reason to fear and the great state of Maryland, you know, should reject them, know that you're speaking to us as Maryland residents and as Maryland voters. And I just thought it was an example of someone who works in media using her platform mm-hmm. to make a really important set of positions. And I look, you know, arguments, and I look forward to her book on Syria coming out next year.
Did the governor respond to any of her
tweets? I don't think he's responded.
Okay.
I'm not exactly sure, but yeah. I don't think that he has responded.
And you bring this up, Danny, and I just wonder, as a journalist, someone who reads a lot of news like all of us, that angle has since been analyzed over and over again. Why is Paris getting more attention than Beirut? Why is there a check-in box mm-hmm. on Facebook? For those of you who don't know or maybe don't use Facebook, right after the attacks, I noticed this. Right when I logged onto Facebook, it said, "This friend and this friend and this friend, they're all safe." Because if you live in France, there was a button that you were allowed, that you were asked to check if you were okay, but they don't have that in Beirut. And I think Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg has since talked about it and said they're going to add it in Kenya and other places where there are attacks.
That's great. I mean, I think it's, I think that this is the beauty of social media, right? It gives people an opportunity to clap back or to talk back and say, you know, to institutions like Facebook or like, you know, U.S. governors and say, the way that you're responding to this situation doesn't work for us, doesn't, you know, reflect the realities that we live. And it's good to see, I hadn't heard that about Zuckerberg. It's good to hear that Facebook may be making some changes as a result.
So kudos to Alia Malik, and we will put a link to her piece at yourcallradio.org. That's Danny McLean, contributing writer for The Nation magazine and a fellow at The Nation Institute. And Mark Seibel, are you with us?
I am now, yes.
Okay, great. Hi, Mark. Welcome
How
to
you
the
doing?
Show.
Thank you.
Great to have you. So what did you see this week, Mark, that you thought was done well?
Well, the piece I actually have been wandering around quoting is a Washington Post piece that appeared in last Friday's papers, I believe, a week ago. And the headline on it was, "Time for GOP Panic. Establishment worried Carson or Trump might win." And it's another look at the angst within the Republican Party as they realize that their two leading candidates are very much outside of the mainstream of at least the establishment Republican thought. And what I particularly liked about it was talking about strategists who were terrified that not only would Trump or Carson end up being the nominee, but they might actually win the election, and that would be even worse. And I think it is a very interesting discussion among Republicans about the concerns they have that their two leading candidates are really not people you want to have in the White House. And it's just an interesting example of reaping what one sows, and was just a fascinating look at angst among Republican strategists. And it plays into what we were just talking about, because if you look at the statements that have been coming out of Trump's and Carson's mouths for the last few days, they are very almost hateful about Syrian refugees.
Well, I'm glad you brought this up, Mark. Since you're on this, let's just dive right in here.